From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. In just about an hour, the future of a commercial development known as Airport City may end up in a lawsuit. Airport City has been in the works for 6 years at Miami International Airport. The contractor is Odebrecht USA. They're based in Coral Gables. And therein lies the rub. Odebrecht's parent company in Brazil does business with Cuba, which led to a state law to ban government contracts with Odebrecht and other companies like it. The law was struck down as unconstitutional by federal courts. Odebrecht says it's now considering suing Miami-Dade County to recoup at least some of the $11 million it claims to have spent on this venture so far. The county owns the airport. It may not have been an actual fracking taking place in Southwest Florida, but it's enough to possibly push the legislature to take a closer look at the state's oil drilling laws. Ashley Lopez reports that could come in next year's session.
Technology has changed a lot in the past several years. Oil and gas companies are looking to use procedures similar to fracking, as well as horizontal drilling, to explore for oil in Florida. Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida says even though technology has evolved, the state's laws have not.
There's no fracking regulations. Our oil and gas regulations are antiquated. They're decades old. Now we need updated regulations that really speak to these newer techniques.
Florida Department of Environmental Protection Chief Herschel Vineyard.
We expect that the 2015 Florida legislature will examine their statutes to determine whether or not the laws that they passed maybe 20 or 30 years ago are up to date and properly address the oil and gas industry of 2014.
Vineyard also announced his agency is starting a statewide oil well inspection program. He says regulators will inspect about 200 oil wells currently operating in Florida. I'm Ashley Lopez in Naples.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul,